You're on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara asked if Rab Talfin, if Rabbi Kiva was only Mechayev when there was a Shvuim, so the Maise Bechosid Echad, it's Sichan not speaking about that the Chosid swore, Rafal Pikain, Rabbi Kiva told the Chosid, Ein lecha takona asher tishalem lechol echad ve'echad. So we see clearly that Rabbi Kiva is mechayev afilu was no shvuah. So we can't say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, five lines from the bottom, Eloloilam Rab Talfin. Maida Rab Talfin heiched de ishtabe. The Gemara says it's going according to Rab Talfin. Our Mishnah is going to Rab Talfin. And our Mishnah holds that when there was a Shvuah, so then there's a Chiyav Asher Lo Yitnenu, which means in the case of our Mishnah, there's Mechuyav to go to Modai. And Asher Lo Yitnenu is also Mechayev, Gozal, Echad Mechamisha B'nai Adam, you have to give to all five. And that what Rab Talfin says, the Meniach Beinayim is speaking about Lo Yishtabe. By Lo Yishtabe, so then, it's Meniach Beinayim. My time, the Omar Kro La Shehu Lo Yitnenu B'yayim HaShmosa. He says, by Yishtabe, there's a posik. And they're speaking about, the Machlokes, Rab Talfin, Rabbi Kiva, they're speaking about by Lo Yishtabe. Rabbi Kiva. So now, what is Pshat and Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rabbi Kiva hold? Why does Rabbi Kiva hold that Afilu by Lo Yishtabe is Mechuyev L'Shalm L'Chol Echad V'Echad? Afal Gav the Lo Yishtabe Konis. He comes in. What is Hirashi? Rab Talfini Masnisen Diktoni Nishba Di Rabbi Kiva Afilu Lo Nishba Nami. If it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, Afilu Leinish Banami. Now, we see from the Gemara that the Knas of Rabbi Kiva said that you should give to all five, Afilu by Leinish Ba, that is equivalent to Yelechenu Achav Lamodai, because the Gemara is saying now that the Mishnah can't be going according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, why can't the Mishnah be going according to Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva is speaking about, Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Gozal Echad Mechamisha, so there, the din is that, you can't send them, you stole, so you're gonna patter yourself and not paying anyone. No, no. I can't send, you have to pay all of them. But Shain came, the Mishnah that says you need door-to-door service, that Yilchenu Achav Lamodai, maybe that din is only by Yishtabe. So why can't the Mishnah go according to Rabbi Kiva also? The Gemara says, no, the Mishnah going according to Rabbi Talfin. So it would seem the Knas of Rabbi Kiva was that Mitzat Knas, he said that by a Gazlan, there's a din of Asher Lo Yitnenu Mitzat Knas, afilo by a Gazlan, lo Yishtabe. That's Tamazay, a din you have to give all five. The din you have to give all five is zichah because there's such a cheshbon of Asher Lo Yitnenu. And the way we wanted to be mitzadid yesterday could be because of Asher Lo Yitnenu. So it's ischa, the cheskes momin of the gazlan, and therefore we say bori v'shem bori yodiv. But Rabbi Kiva is going with a cheshbon that mitzad knas, there's a chiyav of Asher Lo Yitnenu. And therefore, the Gemara held if there's a chiyav asher lo yitnenu mitzat knas by a gazlan, so it should be mechayev yilechenu achav lamodai also. So the Gemara says, ein hachanami. The Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Talfin. Fragt the Gemara, Rabbi Talfin michdei eichid de mishtabe leisagi de lehoide. So the Gemara is akashe, the din of the chiyuv of shvuas hapikodin is speaking about nishba l'sheker, and then he was moide, and then he's mechuyev to bring a keren chaim mishvosh. So the chiyuv of ishtabe is only speaking about if there was a hoida. He's only chayiv by mishtabe if he was moide. So if the Mishnah is speaking about that he was moide, ma'irye v'nishba, so why does the Mishnah have to say? Is chayiv lo lichenu achav l'modai. Dafke by nishba, afilu b'lo yishvu anami. The sanya, we learned habarais, moide raptal fin boi malishnayim. Gazalti echad mikem monem. A Gazlan came over to one of two people. And he said, Gazalti echad mikem monem. Ve'eini yoideya eiza mikem. I don't know which one. Loisen lo zemone shekva oide mi piatzmoi. Let us see. Rashi. Uzak Rashi. Raptafen michdei, amas nisem porech, da omar nishba ein, loi nishba loi, vo kim no ke raptafen. We said it's going according to raptafen. Loi sagi de loi hoide. Loi sagi de loi hoide. The chiyuv, the kapore, the shoven, the kro, a hoide ksiv, the ksiv begezel ager, the svado es chatosom, Shekvar hoide mi piyatzmoi, and Abtalfin said, Ubolotze is yidei shemayim. If a person goes over to two people, and he's made, there is no best in over here. He goes over, Gazalti echad mikem, Ubolotze is yidei shemayim, Ba'aval gav de beidin ele motze mechayiv le, even though best in can be mechayiv, no, the din is elo miniach lifneim, So now the Gemara is asking, according to Rav Tarfon, we see Rav Tarfon holds, that lots of yidei einish, eine yoytze achi yishalem lishneyem, the lav lebaile mahadre. That means the einish doesn't occur only if the Bailam got back the money. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, so since by every Shavuos HaPekodim there's a Hidah, and if Talfon holds by a Hidah, a person comes in his Maida on his own accord. Bezdin didn't force him to be Maida. Fakel, let's say in the case of the Mishnah, he swore false. So finished, he's Potter, he swore false, he's Nemo. Then later he comes on his own accord to Besdin and he says, you know, Tak, I swore false and I want to return it. So such a person is Mechuyiv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. And Lotzei Sidei Shemayim only Chayiv told the Bailam get it. So again it's Shver the Mishnah. So why does the Mishnah say Dafke Nishba? The Hido should be Mechayiv. Let us see what Tosfos says. Kol heichad de nishba loisagi de lav hoide. If it was nishba, speaking about that he was moide, v'kivin shahide mistome bo lotzis yidei shemayim, kivin shaloi tavuhu. Since he was moide, so without a tviya, so mistome wants to be yoitzi yidei shemayim. Och inam yitzach lelichu lamodai, keichad yitzach litemone lochalechot ve'echot. That means, lotzis yidei shemayim, you have to make sure that the nigzal got it. So you have to, the lav lebaile mahadre, and yoytzit shishalom lishneim, the lav lebaile have to get it. So memela, so then you don't need a shvu in order to be mechai, but lelichi lamodai. Shekvar hoide mi piyatzmai. So, Tafan had said that he should give to each one shekvar hoide mi piyatzmai. So Taisa says, my high lishne daik ba mafkid. From this loshen shekvar hoide mi piyatzmai v'gamach mespir chachiti mukilo bebolotze yidei shemayim. The Gemara says that means over here he wants to be yaitzi yidei shemayim. And if a person wants to yaitzi yidei shemayim, then in dini shemayim you have to pay each one. The Taima, like Taisvis, If midine shemayim, Rav Tarfon knows you have to pay each one, im kein ahu maise de chosed echad, we had a maise a chosed echad, he came and asked Rav Tarfon, the lakachti, mishnei b'nei odom, and I don't know who, he told them, minich b'neiim, that's what he told them. So why did he tell him Hanach b'neya? Bi'eshloima v'lechatchila bo imay ledin im hu chayev min adin. The shaila was, is he chayev min adin? Vishuv, Masha also. So what he did later is irrelevant. The Shaila was, when he came to Rav Tarfon, and he came to Rabbi Kiva, he wanted to know what the din is. Tell me what the din is. I mean, why did he ask what the din is? He's a chosid. It could very well be, the Nosil Shishorim says, by chasidis is a mishkala chasidis. That means you have to know when to be mischassid and when not to be mischassid. I'd like to say over for 2 minutes a maise that once a maise, I was eichet to learn by Rav Pam Zecheinu Levroche, and he once came to the class and he told over a shaila that he had. He had a shaila that his landlord raised his rent, and there was a big raise, and he didn't know what to do. Should he pay he didn't know how he would be able to pay the rent, the raise. So he had two alternatives. One alternative is to come to the landlord and tell the landlord, I'm not capable of paying it. Maybe it could be minimize the raise. That's one way. Or he had another shaila. He says, perhaps, he used to splurge to buy dalad mina mudorim. And, Samela, he made a cheshbon. If he won't splurge and he'll use the shul's dalad minim, so then he'll have enough money to pay the raise. So that was his suffix, and he came and asked the class, the bochim, what do we think that he should do? And, Gadi came the next day, and it seems that the consensus of the class was that he should pay. The suffers were like this, because if he'll ask the landlord to minimize the raise, so he might do it, but could be he's not doing the B'leib Shalom. So it's a gezel. He asks the money. So he can't do it. So what should he do? But really could be it's not B'leib Shalom. That was the suffix. And the class seemed to agree that he should not buy the dalad mina mudorim, and he should take pay the rent. And there was a big smile over his face. He also thought the same thing, that that's the right thing to do. So there's a mishkal achasidus. That means here we have a chayshem mishpatik shaila. You're living by someone, and he wants to raise the rent. And if he wants to raise the rent, so but I want to splurge on dalad mina. That's not, you have to know what the Ikar Adin is, and if you can't splurge, you can't splurge. You have to know. So Mamela could be that Pshat and Taisvah's first teretz. I mean, the Chosid Echad first wanted to know what the Din is. Zichar is Chsidis, but he has a tuition bill to pay, which he didn't pay either. So Mamela says, he wants to know, so he won't pay the tuition, he'll be a Chosid, he wants to know what the Din is. If the din is this mechuyif to pay both, so good. So he has to pay the tuition bill, and he has to pay both nixolim. So now he has to know how to juggle with his finances. But if the din is his potter, then he knows what to do first. Good. When Masha, what he'll do, he'll do. When he'll be able to be mischassid, he'll be mischassid. So it could be the shaila was what the din was. So my mele, the din Rav Tarfon told him. He asked me, I'm asking you. What's the din bedine yoda? Inami afilo lotze shidei shemaim ein chayv l'Rav Tarfon. The whole Rav Tarfon that says you chayv lotze shidei shemaim ela begezel. That's tafke begezel. Avo bepikodn u mekach lo yosi yisure loy. If he didn't do a nisa, then there's no chiyuv lotzei sudei shemayim. So we have to understand, l'chayre, it's very difficult to understand Tosfos Teretz. I mean, we're talking about lotzei sudei shemayim. If you owe him, you owe him. I mean, I bought something, and in dinei shemayim, I owe him, so I didn't do a nisa. How does the dinei shemayim differentiate if he did a nisa, if he didn't do a nisa? So I thought perhaps we could say pshat and Tosfos as follows. The Kuntres HaSveikes asks Akasha that Aloch is Hamaitzim Mechaveri Olavarai. That's the din. Hamaitzim Mechaveri Olavarai. We pass in Ein Hilchem B'momenach HaRoiv. And if Lo Roiv says he owes, he also can be Maitzi from a Murzik with Roiv. But the Kuntres HaSveikes Akasha, but where does the Yerushalayim fall away? That means we have a muzik. Let's say Roiv says that he owes, and Hilchem B'mom Nachalei. Fine, but how can the muzik hold on to the money? There's a suffix zela over here. I mean, if Roiv says you're not allowed to keep the money, so there's a suffix zela. Not only is a suffix zela, Roiv says it is gezel. So when it comes to a piece of meat, Reif says it's also, you don't need it. I feel a suffix you don't need. When it comes to mammon, you can't prove it. So you can't be baitzi for me within a moment. But where did the issa fall away? There's a suffix issa also. How can you placidly remain you don't bring a raya, I'm supposed to pay. But maybe you take home and Reif says you do well. As I fragt the Kuntres HaSveikes. So the Kuntres HaSveikes says, are you saying this to Keteret? The Kuntres HaSveikes says that V'loi osro ha-teires ha-gezel el-mashu shel chaveroi mitzad adin. Avol mashu sheloi mitzad adin loi osro olav teiro v'hil kar sofik mamayne שעדין בו ימייץ מחבר אולוורייה, גרם דרורה דה איסורה לסר. So the Kuntres HaSveikes has a mordike yisod. The iser of gezel is not klap lishmai yegalye. Is it his money? Is it my money? I don't know. So it's a suffix lesig. No. This gezel is what how did dine mominis paskin zechoit. If we don't know, and there's a klal ha-meitzi mechaveirei olavarai, so the din is that we have to assume it, and din imamunus we paskin that it's your money. So, doesn't matter if klap ishmaya galya it's his money. But in din imamunus we paskin it's your money. And if in din imamunus we paskin it's your money, so there's no loy sigzel. This is called your money, even though klapish may gali it's yendim's money. That's what the Kuntres HaSveikes says. The isa loy sigzel is how we pass kanois to dinim amas. So I think that this is pshat and taisa. So taisa says like this. By mekir and memkir, the case of the chosid echad, he didn't do any isa. Now he has a sofik. Now we have, let's say, two meichem. Reuven says that, He bought from him. Shimon says he bought from him. First, we knew at the time his body. So he comes and asks, do I owe Reuven? No. You don't know Reuven. It's called a body. You don't know both of them. Whatever the cheshbon is, you don't owe Reuven. You don't owe Shimon. If I don't owe Reuven, I don't owe Shimon. So my mele, so there's no, so I'll after 120 years, I'll come to the Shemayim. And then they'll say, you know, you really bought from Reuven. So I'll say, well, the Rav told me I don't owe Reuven. And if the Mominus, I don't owe Reuven, that's not called Gezel. I wasn't even a Yisa. So my Mele, so Afilu Achase doesn't have to pay. Masha Einkein, the case of Ovad Yisur, a person stole. He stole. You stole from someone. Now, if you stole from someone, you have to rectify the Gzela. I don't know how to rectify it. Fine, you don't know how to rectify it. So my mail, but you'll come again nevel. So they'll tell you, but good, you didn't know how to rent, but you stole, were you misakin the gzela? You weren't misakin the gzela. There you can't come to Bezna Shalmailo and say, well, I'm not mechuyiv to give to Reuven, I'm mechuyiv to give to Shimon. That, we can't be mighty from you. But you stole and you weren't misakin the gzela. So, you can't, so b'mil, and dini shabab, you'll be nenash for that what you got. You stole and you weren't misakin the gzela. If it's Beteira Siliodos, he didn't do any Aveira whatsoever. I bought something, so I didn't do any Aveira. I don't rectify anything. Now the Shail is, do I owe Reuven, do I owe Shimon? So we'll say, I got no, you don't know any of them. Because in Dini Momnes we pass, and I might smack Aveira Lovaraya, so Philo Achosid doesn't have to, because there'll be no Dini Shemayim whatsoever. Chaymash me ba mafke, the Chirome Hosom, Gezel a Gezel, and the Gemara asks Gezel, Meshani Hoche Babolotzis Yidei Shemayim. The Gemara asks the Psastirin, Rav Tarfin, by Gezel, someone says, no, Lotzis Yidei Shemayim, Yomachuyev, and Mikadin Yopot, Tiromi Pekodna Pekodn, Leboilishnu Yoche, there the Gemara doesn't answer, well, Lotzis Yidei Shemayim Yochayev. So Memela says, see, by Pekodim, there's no Dini Yelotzis Yidei Shemayim whatsoever, because there the Oshayla is, do I owe him, don't I owe him, and that the Psak of Amaitz Mechaber Olavarai is sufficient that I don't know it. And there's no Dini Shemayim, but Laharech Kam Besug Yedos. Well, Bekitza, we have here Akasha that we had said till now that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Tarfin. According to Rav Tarfin, yes, lots of Yidei Shemayim, you're mechuyev to make sure that the Bailam gets it. So Memela, a fellow without a shvuah, you're mechuyev to make sure that the Bailam gets it. So why does it say in the Mishnah that Davka by Nishba? That was the kash. Elo Omarove Shaini Masnis. The Kivin, the Yoda, Leman Gozlai. The Mishnah we're speaking about, he knows who he stole it from. Moide, like, he was Moide also, that's right. He was Moide that he swore false and he owes it to him. Is Kivin, the Efsha Laduri Mamoina Lamore. In this case, it's possible that the mummon should be returned to the Bailam. Avalei kemanda omalei, so it's keilu, the Bailam told him, yiyu li biyotcha. So you hold it. That means, now we know that he's mukhan to pay back the Bailam. So memele, so the, if the Bailam didn't demand to bring it to him, so it's keilu, the Bailam said, hold it, when I'll pass by, I'll pick it up from you. Hilkach, so therefore, al tzlotzes yidei shemayim, hilkach nishba, afagav de komala yili biyot chokim de boy ishtabe, kivin de boy kapore, le sagi at the motel yode. So the Mishnah says, afka by nishba, you have to go to Modai. Why? Because there he needs a kapore. So memela al tzakapori, you have to make sure that the Bailam gets it. But if it wouldn't be Nishba, so the Bailam is masking, you should hold it, and they'll pick it up from you. So memela, there's no Dinei Shemayim whatsoever. So memela, so the Hoido and the Mishnah without a Shvuah is not Mechayiv to deliver it. Olai Yishtabe, Avigami Pekod Nadosi Vishokalai. But if he wouldn't have sworn, so Memela, since the Bailam knows about it, Kemanda Oma Le Yiuli Biyotcha, hold on, so since the Bailam is aware of it, so Memela, Al Dinei Shemayim, he's not Mechuyiv to deliver it to him. He knows about it, so he'll pick it up to when it's convenient for him. That is the case of the Mishnah. So therefore you need Nishba. But over here, in the case of Lokach Mishnei B'nei Odom, let's say according to Rav Tarfon, if we will say, Meinich B'nei Mamistalik, so it's going to be Lamaisa, the Bailam will never get it. The Bailam will never get paid. He was never offered to get paid. So Lamaisa, so there, Medina Shemaim, you have to make sure that the Bailam gets paid. Let us see Rashi. Zekrash Elamarov, Masnisin Divrei Hakali. The Mishnah is going according to everyone. Say according to Rav Tarfon and say according to Rabbi Akiva. Lidom ilayni yedeya, and it is no comparison to the Barais of any yedeya. The Hosom bein nishba, bein lay nishba, who the pligi Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara is going to say now what we had said in the beginning of the sugya. That the Barais is speaking about Bein Nishba, Bein Loi Nishba. Udepligi Rav Tarfon v'Rav Akiva linyan dine. The Machlokes is linyan dine. The Rav Tarfon loy mechayiv laharze liyad anigzal. Le'inyan meikar adin, we're talking about the Barais is speaking about din. The Rav Tarfon loy mechayiv laharze liyad anigzal. Mitzad adin, you're not mechayiv. I say like Taisvis, because it's a bully, I don't know all five of you. Rabbi Kiva Machayev, Afal Gav Deloy Nishba. Rabbi Kiva is Machayev. Rabbi Kiva is Machayev als Knaas. Vayde Polchis Lelvi Rabbi Kiva Afal Gav Deloy Yishtabe Lapirchim. I will yes takash according to Rabbi Kiva. V'shasher lo yitnenu. Is a machan yod ashala mishum knasa shalayit nanu is applicable of lebaloi nishba. So we ask the kasha, why does the Mishnah say nishba la pilchim? The hosom dinhu, the af al gav the loy mishtabe the yarze lecholech. In the case of Akiva, the din is that even though he wasn't mishtabe the yarze lecholech, sherei ein yoideya le migozal. Leinovik Yidei Shamayim Klal. The Marsha says Leinovik Yidei Shamayim Klal is going the lotion of Rav Tarfon. Really, this is not about Rashi talking about according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Mishum Knas. Mishum Knas by Leinish, by Yosef to pay both of them. So Memele, the Baraisa is speaking Meikaradin. So Meikar Adin, Rav Tarfon holds, you're not mechuyev to pay any of them. Afilu by Nishba, because it's considered like I have a bori, I don't know five. So Meikar Adin you're potter to pay. And Rabbi Kiva holds that you're chayev to pay. Mikra din, alts knas. Avolochi b'mas nisin diyoda l'man gozo. But the case of the Mishnah, he knows who he stole from. Umay delay is misha seidod mezumenu l'hoshit. So in the case of the Mishnah, he's moided at the yosem, he's mukhan to pay up. Avigabei ki pekodin. So that what he's holding, it is like a pekodin. So, alts pekodin, is Lemaise, is, I'm holding it for you. So, in the Hilchas HaShabbos Gzeila, that would be enough. Hilchach Nishba Tchila Koyda Meido. So therefore, you need Nishba Tchila Koyda Meido. So then, the Shvua is Mechayev to make door-to-door service, to make sure he has to get it. But Alts HaShabbos Gzeila, there's no need to make door-to-door service if it's like a pekodin by the gazlin. So memela, it's sufficient. That way Rabbi Kiva was machmer. Rabbi Kiva was machmer because in the case of a gazlin, meyach and the chamisha bnei odom, they won't get it. So memela, so there was machmer. You have to make sure that he should get it. But over here, if he can get it, it's muchen biyada gazlin to pay up. So then, it's muchim b'yad ha-gazlan to pay up some emele, then there's no chiv to give him unless nishba. I saw in that Tarashmul says, now according to the Maskonas HaGemara, in the Gemara till now was comparing, the Gemara held that if you hold Asher lo yitnenu v'yoyim ha-shmosoi is a machayiv to give to each one, it's a machayiv to go to Modai. I mean, it's one thing, Asher lo yitnenu is a machayiv to make sure that the Bailam gets it. Here, all of a sudden, the Gemara fell off, and the whole sugya was going like that. And the Gemara held, if you hold Asher lo yitnenu, and that's a machayev to give to all five, and that's a machayev to go to Modai. Here, all of a sudden, the Gemara fell off that svara, and the Gemara held, you can split it. Asher lo yitnenu is a chayev to go to Modai, even though it's like a, it's kilo, it's a pekodin by the gods. No, you have to have door-to-door service, you have to go to Modai. That's a shalai yitnen. But over here the Gemara is saying, according to Rab Talfen, afilo nishba, Rashi says Rab Talfen is speaking about nishba, afilo nishba, mi'ikar adin, is not mechuyev to pay. So here we have to say, l'cheire, like Taisus, it's called, it's not, there's a bori connect, I don't know all five. So Mamela, I'm not mechuyev and dini momenis to pay. I mean, the Gemara now falls off. That's the chiddush of Rava. The Gemara falls off the dimyan of five to Modai, which till now the Gemara held it's all one thing. As the din of Yilchen Achav al Modai, I have to make sure the nigzal gets paid. So I would have to make sure afilu bagozam mechem mechamisha b'nei adam. That was the whole sugya. Now the Gemara fell off. The Gemara held no. If I have a boy, I don't know all fives. I'm not mechuyev to pay. I'm not mechuyev to pay at all. How does he have a kaporet? I mean, how does he bring a kol? This person was nishba. Rashi says, according to Rav Talfon, afilo by nishba, you don't have to pay all five. So, Meisterchois, if the Dine Momenes Paskin Ois that I don't have to pay, so I'll have a Kapon, a Kabinga Kolbin, without paying. And the whole din that you can't bring a Kolbin is after if you're Mechuyev al Pi Momen to pay, Pi Dine Momenes to pay. But over here, al Pi Dine Momenes, according to Rav Talfon, I'm not Mechuyev to pay. So, Memela, so Mamela doesn't pay and he can bring a kol. Let us see Taisvitz. Now, this was a girsa Elo Omar Rove. So what's pshat in the Elo? The Elo means that we just said before it's only going only according to Rav Talfon. But yes, the question, according to Rav Talfon, why do you need Nishba? Now the Gemara says, Ella Marov, and no, we follow from everything, it goes according to everyone, that's Ella Omarov. Now, Taisus Heregir, so Omarov, Shani Masnis, Lefi Asvorim, Blegasin, and Ella, Mashm Dosarov, Letrutzi, Pirche, the Pachine, Le Raptav. So if you're not going to say Ella, so we're still by the previous Mahalach. We're by the Mahalach that what? Rav Talfon is the one that holds by Nishba, you have to pay all five. And the Mishnah is going according to Rav Talfon. But yes, the Kasha, but according to Rav Talfon, why do you need Nishba? Since it was Hoyde, Yechayv Lotzis Yedei Shemai. That was the Kasha. And on this Kasha, does the Rav Letrutze Pirche the Pachina le Rav Talfon. This Kasha, we ask according to Rav Talfon, Lotzis Yedei Shemai, Mishit Bechayv Hulra Nishba. So we're going back to what we said till now. It's going according to Rav Talfon. Even the oy delay, command oma ye biyot chadom. Even the oy delay, command oma ye biyot chadom. Since he was moide, so it's keilu, the nigzal said, she could hold it. The Taisvis, if the Gemara says such a lotion that the Oidle commanded me a biotrodomi, in came Mistama Mayrik Shahida Bafonov. Mistama speaking about that he was Maida in front of the Nigdal. Im Leikain, am I have a commandomi a biotrod? Where do we see it's commandomi a biotrod? So Lechayre, he met up with the Gazlan, and he met up with the Nigzel, the Gazlan met up with the Nigzel, and he told them, you know, I have your money by me, and Yenna didn't say anything. So Memela, he didn't say, no, so bring it, he didn't say anything. So I says, command on me, Ebiotro. The Kivin, fine. So Memela, so it's like he paid up already. So therefore you need, so he's holding it. Therefore you need, by Nishba, that is a Bezunder Din, I'm sorry, need door to door service. And you have to deliver it to the Nigzal. That's why the Mishnah says Nishba. But without the Nishba, it's Kivlo Sepakot. If the case is, that it was Hoidalei Befonov. So Hoidalei Befonov, and Yenna doesn't say anything, so Take, it's really Mashmid, that he means that hold it. He didn't tell him deliver it, he said hold it. That it's me, it didn't say anything, he said hold it. So Maile Muki Masnisi Nami Kabekive. So Lechayre, then we don't have to say that it's going only according to Rav Tarfon. So we're going back to the same Mahalach that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Tarfon, not according to Rabbi Kiva. But now the Gemara says it was Hoide Befonov, so it was Hoide Befonov. So then it's Zichah like a Pekodin. If it's Zichah like a Pekodin, so Mamela could be Rabbi Kiva would also be Moide there. If it's like a Pekodin, so it's like he got paid already. So there you need Dafke Shvuah. So the mission go according to Rabbi Kiva also. So why did the Gemara say Elo Omarov? That's the Isvus Kash. The Kivin, the Beido, the phone of Mayri Masnissen, Akati Tiksha, Mayle Buki Masnissen, Nami Kerabi Kiva. So let's say the mission going according to Rabbi Kiva. Av Olgav, the Konis Rabbi Kiva. I Rabbi Kiva Kansen, Afula Eichet Aloy Nishbe. If he won't get back the money, so Mamela so Rabbi Kiva can't. Avu b'masnisen. Heicha deloy nishba v'hoi deloy befonav hoda mamayna lamori. But in the case of the Mishnah, he was made befonav. And the Bailam didn't tell him anything, deliver it, so that seems the Bailam says, that means, so hold on, now I'll pass by your house, I'll pick it up. The Kivin the Hoidalei Befonov, since it was Hoidalei Befonov, Mali Taifis Biyodoi. What's the difference if he's holding it, Mali Nosam Biyad Bezn? Hilka Chalayiknes Rabbi Kivin. He says, Taisvis, what is Taisvis Kasha? Taisvis asking Gakasha, this whole concept that I consider Ki Ilu, he told them, hold it for me, is only applicable if it was Hoidalei Befonov. And if it's Hoidalei Befonov, so it's really like a Hashavit, so why can't the Mishnah go according to Rabbi Kiva? That Rabbi Kiva says you have to give that Rabbi Kiva says that by Knas, you have to give all five, is because if you don't give all five, so he won't get paid. But here, he's getting paid. That's why you need Shvuah. After the din of Asher, the Shvuah is Machayiv, that you have to make door-to-door service. Yeshloima the Svoras Atalmado Kivin the Konis Rabbi Kiva, since Rabbi Kiva was Konis, Kivin the Ovad Yisure Bulo Yechalek. So what does Taisis mean to answer? So that's what Taisis means to answer. Vinisht vi, Meiker Adin Yopota. By Loinishba. Yizich Apota. The whole thing is a knas. So, what's the din? So the gather of the knas was that even though Mika din Yopota, but we continue to make a din Ashaloy Yitnenu, we're mechayiv you mishum knas to deliver it to the Nigzal, even though Mika din Yopota. So Memele, if that's pshat, so Memele, so it's no chilek if it's a pikodin, or I'm potter because of a different reason. Vinishvi, I'm potter to give it to the nigzal, and the knas was, no, mishim knas, you have to give it to the nigzal. So Memele, so the Mishnah can't be going according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, afilu loy nishba, to give it to the nizal al knas. Umiyu ein nira de mairi hocha b'shahide b'fono. Taisus, I don't really want to say speaking about hoide b'fono. Dim kain, Taisus says hoide b'fono, and he doesn't say afilu nishba nami ein tzach l'lichi achav l'modai. V'yocha lovi kapore, Taisus says hoide b'fono. So I'm telling you, I have it, and you don't say anything. So they came to Eidle before the Vinichi Biyode, and he left them. He said, "No, hold on, Vahola Chareyu Kiv Kide Biyode." But my Yitzchak Lelichi Achav. Taisus says if it's being made before of. So the Tzicha doesn't make sense. Why, Afilu he swore they should be Mechuyev to go to Modai. Because if it's a pekodin by him, so in other words, he got it. It's now biyad hanifka. So Taisa says, "Alavade ma'igik shayde shalei befana." We have to say, "Hello bifneiyed." Speaking about his boy, the bifneiyed. So lemaise, the plemaise. So mitzi doi could be the nixel doesn't know about it. But mitzi doi, he's muchen to give it to the nigzal. Asher sheshaper, the loy metuk me mas nisin ke rabbi kive, kiven loy mahada ma moina lamore, kim shon nosin biyad bezn. That is what Taisus wants to say. If we are goyres, we're not goyres elo. Vi masher perish pekuntres, elo marove, o sheshaper, the rove lobe ele taretz, pirche, izakam mida pachine le rab tarfen, על הטעם ודה מסניסם בפורש, וכי אגב לדה מוסוק מבין כרבקי ובין כרביטר. זאת תגמור הוויתר. We had the Mishnah לא ייתן, לא ילבנוי ולא ילשלוחי. איתמה שליח שעשו בעידה. השליח was appointed בפני עידה. What speaking about over here? רובן שעשו בעידה. Jesus obeyed him. Reuven sheyesh leimoyis biyachim. Shimon owes Reuven money. Pekodin alvo. Umino shliach be'edim lekablo meimeno. So he made a shliach be'edim that he should take the money from Shimon. From the son of Loi. And he gave him the money. So that means as follows. Two edim came to Shimon. Together with the shliach comes with the two Edim, and the Edim tell Shimon, you know, we were there, Reuven appointed Shimon a shliach to take the money from you, lekabla meimenu, fine, no, he is, two Edim, fine, no problem, he gives the shliach the money. And what happened now? Now they got lost. Now the money got lost. Now the shaila is Shimon Potter or Shimon not Potter? That's the shayla. So we hear Amachlekes Amiroi. Rabba Oma loy havi shliach. Navchizda Oma havi shliach. So what's the taich havi shliach? Vim nemtsu bederech Potter balabayis shenos namloy. A shliach means it's like a shliach le Kabbalah. That means that you gave it to who you were supposed to give it to, and when the shliach got it, it's like, I got it already. So now the Gemara explains what the machlekes is. Rav Chisda Oma Havi Shliach. Lohochi Torech V'ukmi Be'edim. Why did he make this whole tichlis Amerdika Maise? It was manim bifnei Edim, and he sent along the Edim to Shimon, that the Edim should be made for Shimon, that the shliach was appointed from Reuven, the Leike B'shusay, so this whole Asik was that to inform Shimon that as soon as the shliach gets it, it's Kilo, I got it already. That was the purpose of Torach book me beide. Rabba Oma Aloy Habishliach. No, we didn't say beferish that the Yepota from Achai is as soon as the Shliach gets it. So it doesn't have a din of a Shliach lekabo. So what is Pshat in these Eidim? It means it's a Shliach lehiloche. So what is Pshat in these Eidim? Hochi kama. Inish mehem nahu. These Eidim are coming to inform Shimon, this person is a trustworthy, I made him a Shliach packet, to bring the money. If you want to rely on him, you can rely on him. If you want to send it to him, so send it. That means the hoichoche that he was mamanim be'edim, and he wanted that the edim should come along with the shliach, does not necessarily mean to inform Shimon that he's a shliach lekabbalah. The purpose of the Eidim is to inform Shimon that this is a trustworthy person. I was mamanim a shliach, that means that I can trust him to bring me the money. But lemaisa, if anything this will happen, he'll be... Nan, we learned a Mishnah, a shaila sapole. A person borrowed a pole. Vishulcho biyad benoi, biyad avdo, biyad shluchai. So the first case is the mashal is sending the poro to the shoyul biyad shluchai. Let's talk about that case. So he's delivering the poro to the shoyul. The shoyul didn't get it yet. So that's poshit. The shoyul didn't get it, and the poro is going to die. He's potter. Oy biyad mnoi biyad avde biyad shluchai shol shoyul. Second case is the shoyul sent a shliach to bring the poro. Umeisa, and there it says, and the poro died, potter. The shayil is potter. I sent you a shliach to bring me the poro. That's right. I understand there's no free delivery services. I sent the shliach to bring it, but I didn't get it yet. Hai shluchi heichidom. What's the case of the shliach? Idolo yosa be'edim. If he didn't make him be'edim, meno yedino. So how do you know he's a shliach? So you sent a biyat shluchai. The biyat shluchai means you know he's a shliach. Who told you he's a shliach? Elo da'osa be'edim. Uktoni de potter. And he says the shayil is potter. So you see, aso be'edim does not mean that skilo, I got it. And I'll get it. Aso be'edim is just informing you this is a trustworthy person. So you could send it to me through him. But when I'll get it. So just like by a shoyel, gabi the chiyuv a shoyel, he'll only become a chiyuv when he gets the pora. So the same way, gabi the chiyuv a gazlan, they'll only become pota when the nigzal gets it. Kasha la Rav Chisda. So it's a kasha and Rav Chisda. Moses, kama Rav Chisda beschir lekitoy. Rav Chisda said on a different case, ochinami beschir lekitoy. It's not speaking about a sobeidim. Would be asor be'edim. That's the message of asor be'edim. Lahochet Torah, ba'ukmi be'edim. The leki b'shus. So that's the message that one should derive from asor be'edim. But here it's not speaking about asor be'edim. It's speaking about schirei lekita. What does Rashi say? Pata de lekama b'shus shayil ischai ba'onsin. At sheyayim aloi mipiv l'shalch aloi biyad menoi. No yadina. So the Gemara says, so he's potter. So you see, Claude, there's some no yadina, the shluchayoi. How do we know that he's a shliach? The kozulei masnishin shluchay. How do you know he's a shliach? The Gemara says, lekitoi. Rashi has a few pshotim. Shaloktei etzloi loder ime bebeisei letzavse baalme. He lives with him. So we know, mistame, that he's a shliach. Uschirai niskarim eliyem elochaydush roshana leshabbos. Lishnachine lekite loikeit tvuosai. Fine. So memele, yeah. Now we go to our Mishnah. Leitain loy levnoi, loy leshlucha. Hai shluchai hechidom. Idolei eso ba'edem menoy yedine. Elolav da so ba'edem. So of course, speaking about the sobeidim, and it says he's lo yitain loy lo shluchi, that means he's still chayim b'chayis till the nigzal gets it. Tirgemara v'chisa b'shchir elokita. So Rav Chisda, here was Rav Chisda said this teretz, that the Mishnah is speaking about Tzchir Elokita, so Zichah know that this is Shluchai, but the Gazlon is Chayef till he gets it, because here I don't have a Gilui, that the Nigzal, here I don't have a Gilui that the Nigzal wants to pater the Gazlon from a Chayef.